Hey, it's Jenny. Don't skip ahead. I have some treats for my loyal receipts listeners.
But what kind of treats?
Okay, just wait. You're going to be obsessed. Stickers, t-shirts, and most importantly, a panel of comedians that will update your dating profile. We're going to find you love, but you have to promise that Andrew and I can give a speech at the wedding. All you have to do is go to refer.fm/receipts and share the podcast with your friends, families, exes, and especially your crushes. Again, that's refer.fm/receipts to get your prizes today. Wow, it's officially March. It's been a year, Andrew.
Of, you know, I can't, how many episodes did we actually like record in person? Like what? Two?
Three, I think. We recorded three in person, one at a gorgeous little claustrophobic studio.
Yes.
Two episodes in a row there. And then we recorded one episode at my office, at my place of work.
Wow. To be in that claustrophobic little tiny studio with what? There was like maybe like six people in that room.
I know. It was truly wild and tight. And those two episodes, if you haven't heard them, animalistic, primal. We're on top of each other. Yeah.
We've evolved. Yeah.
Yes. That was episode one and episode two. So, oh no, episode two and three, actually. That was Savannah and Alex English.
Yes. Yeah. So fun. TBT.
Wow. I know. Truly a TBT.
And here we are again in March.
Yeah. Right.
Wild.
Fully still in our pandemic Lovato, living, laughing, loving our lives. Do you have any receipts from this week?
Any receipts? I asked you for a reference letter to get into a new building. It was a beautiful reference letter. That's a receipt.
Okay.
I don't think anybody was really expecting, but it was a really great reference letter. I asked five people for reference letters, and like literally, if you need like an ego boost, just lie about needing reference letters to people and just be like, okay, write nice things about me in like MLA format essentially, and it will be a real boost to your ego. It's beautiful. It was a beautiful
thing. That so was mine,
you.
The best one.
You know, if we're going to keep it honest on here, you know, there were some really strong contenders. Turns out a lot of people really like me. So,
okay.
So they were writing some really nice things. Maybe one day you will reach ultimate reference platform, but you know, I think you're on your way there essentially.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to read any quotes from any of the reference letters?
Yeah. Andrew has a beautiful round fat ass, and
he should
be in your building for that reason exclusively.
Who wrote that?
That was my mom's boyfriend.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
so. Okay, wow, he really likes you.
Yeah. So simply put, I own the building now.
Yeah. Simply put, you're actually the landlord now. That's how that works.
Move over, Cuomo. I'm taking over the city. Yes.
I love that. Wow. I cannot believe mine wasn't the best one, but I really tried to make it kind of professional.
It was really, really sweet, but you know, I can't lie to you right now. There were some really great ones.
Okay. We're telling truth.
Actually only one that was like beyond.
Okay.
You know, that was like, okay, my day is made, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But thank you. I really do appreciate all the time and effort put into it. It was very, very kind.
I'm thrilled for you to get a new apartment. So I'm really excited. And ultimately you're going to have to host me. And that's my treat.
That's the treat. Yeah. You're going to reap your rewards of writing this reference letter.
Oh yeah. And we actually have a treat for all of you, the listeners. We have a very fun guest today. He's hilarious. He's an incredible comedian. He has his own podcast that is a thrill called Secure the Gag. You must listen. Please welcome Nathan Pearson. Hi, Nathan.
Hi, Jenny. Hi, Andrew. How's it going?
Okay, so wow, how's dating for you? How is your pandemic dating going on?
Oh, it's been honestly non-existent. And I, so Bowen Yang, I feel like years ago said that he was a gincel. portmanteau of gay and incel. Okay. And I think that I adopted that phrase for myself and was like, well, I guess 2020, I'm taking a vow of celibacy. And yeah, I did not come into the pandemic with a hookup friend or with a partner. And so, yeah, I was left to be dry. And so it's been a little arid up in here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. So nothing, not going on really any dates pandemic?
No dates the entire pandemic, because I was like in Atlanta with my family, mm-hmm. and like the idea of like meeting up with someone made me feel so guilty because my parents are like, you know, over 60 and like, yeah. So yeah, and didn't even go on like virtual dates, but now that it's warming up, I think I am too.
Oh, good. Okay. That's mm-hmm. fun to hear.
Mm-hmm. What have you learned from like essentially like a year of not going on any dates? What has that been like?
Oh, it's been, you know, a lot of self-love and focus. Yes, I mean, reading bell hooks and masturbating, both of those things for sure. Yeah, my friend gave me a bell hooks all about love, which is kind of like the one of like the Bibles of like love and like not only like love languages, but like how men are toxic and problematic and will never understand love. And so like that was also very good for me to read and, you know, find my center.
It sounds like very light, fun beach reading.
It was very, really very cute. that. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So you're taking that into getting back into dating, which I love.
Yes. I have a new perspective on love and life.
Wow.
Really? What is the takeaway from that book? Are they like, it's going to get better? Or are they like, don't try?
No, the takeaway is that like the way that we define love is like so different than what we see like represented. Like even like the phrase like you falling in love makes love seem that it's like a passive thing, when in mm-hmm. fact love is an action and it's something that like you're doing. It's not by chance, right? Like you're actively making the decision to relate to someone, be with someone and spend time with someone. And so I think I've like rejiggered how I'm viewing relationships and what I'm seeking.
That's really nice, because I agree, falling in love is like, oh my god, it's a thing that's happening to me and I don't really mm-hmm. have any control over this, and
right.
kind of references that there's going to be so much passion involved maybe. And mm-hmm. I'm finding out, right, I'm dating someone new, which I know is a really heinous thing to say. This is what's more questionable all. About me, but I found a new
to the
pandemic bow. Yes. What?
Wow. Wait, how many months are you dating this person?
So we went on our first date for the podcast. Yeah. Man,
how many months ago?
Like last month. And now we've been seeing each other.
Oh, wow.
Like, seriously.
Nathan, like, would you date someone from a podcast episode? I'm just asking.
Yeah, you could do that, Nathan. I just did it. You could do it.
Yeah, I definitely would if the vibes were right. You know, what a great introduction.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you have it, which is really cute. We have it,
and everybody has it.
We have the audio, and so does everyone. And apparently I did not do a good job blurring out his face in the YouTube video. He just told me that. Like, I wasn't fully blurred. He's like, I'm fine about it, I don't mind, but
I am. That's really funny.
I'm like, oh, okay, well,
good for you for finding.
I'm not an editor at the end of the day.
Never be one.
Mm-mm. No, I never will. And ultimately he is an editor, so that's kind of, he'd be better at that than me.
Okay, so your love life is getting better and your reels are gonna get better.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see mm-hmm. if he gets put to work or not over time. But yeah, we're seeing a lot of each other. And I really do feel like I'm getting more excited about him every time. Like, I'm learning new things. And it feels like, it does feel really active in that way. It's mm-hmm. not like it was this one intense feeling that happened at the beginning. It's been like, oh, wait, no, the more that I learn, the more that I like you. Which is
great.
Really nice.
That is so really nice.
It's really nice. And I've in the past had like, I'm obsessed with this person for kind of no reason, just chemistry, just attraction, followed that through to, you know, a bitter, horrible end. That's the story of my previous life. So
I hear you.
Yeah. But ultimately just, I don't know. I feel like I agree with the book. Haven't read it, but I feel like I like it and they're right.
I recommend 10 out of 10. Like every other chapter starts with a quote from Marianne Williamson. And so I'm also like, okay, do I need to read her?
I mean, that would be fun. Why not?
So, catch me at the crystal shop in 6 months when we're out and about.
Cute. It was just a full moon. That was a good moment to charge your crystals.
It was a gorgeous moon. I went on like a little night walk and it was really pretty. I wish I could have like used the powers for bad and like been out on the dance floor.
That'll be us in a few months.
God bless. I hope so.
I know. I really want to dance so badly. I want to put on a lot of glitter and I want to dance.
Oh, I have a question. Okay. So this June 21st, like meme, are you familiar?
Like, no.
I keep on seeing like tweets like, this is going to be me on June 21st. And it's like at the club, da 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 da. And I am confused if, you know, like if there's something that I'm just not tuned in about. Will we be in clubs on June 21st? Is that when things will open up? Do we know? We can cut this entirely. This is
no, I is that is that when we'll mostly be vaccinated by?
I don't know.
What does this mean?
June 21st. I have no idea. I keep on seeing June 21st is like the staple of like when things will return to, you know, like we can return to clubs. You can return to full capacity bars, I guess. I don't know.
Oh,
are you looking it up, Jenny?
Yes. Okay. It's because of England. Ultimately, your knowledge is international and you're British. 21 memes about June 21st following Boris Johnson's lockdown announcement.
Oh.
Wow.
So the lockdown restrictions will be done on June 21st for England as of the 23rd of February, 2021.
So, interesting.
You follow all UK people online?
Hot.
Hot. I mean, yeah, true. Hot, say less.
But I guess if you want to get lit in London, you have to wait till June 21st.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which okay. I do want to get lit in London, actually, for sure.
That would be fun.
Agreed. On the list, yeah. So you read a book. You've been thinking about. You read a book.
I read one book.
You read one book. You've gone on a personal journey.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you were just telling us that it's brought you back to the apps potentially, even just for research.
Yeah, totally. I like actually this podcast was like the impetus for me getting on the apps because you were like, you need to bring in receipts. And I was like, okay, well, like, let me get to work. So yeah, I downloaded Hinge, Bumble, and Tinder, and I was just like swipe, 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 just like figuring it out. And like, I feel like I was not privy to all of these like weird questions and stuff that are on Hinge now, in particular, okay, that I wanted to share with you because I wanted to know like your POV. Mm-hmm. So like now they have on Hinge this section called Standouts, which yes, I'm sure you're,
where you yes, give so the rose.
Which, so what is that? Is that like you give a rose, like you're a bachelor and you're like, yes, I love this.
Yeah. And so,
wait, what is that, like a super like?
It's not quite a super like, but it is. So it's an extra little section of the app where they put people that the algorithm thinks that you'll like the best. They put people that they think you're really going to like and you're going to want to dates with.
Oh,
not, okay. I don't know. How these people are different than your most compatible. I don't know. I'm not in the mind of the AI, but you have that. And then you have your standouts. And then they have just one answer to a prompt. And if you like the answer, you click on their profile. And then you only have the opportunity to give out one rose a week. And they're refilled on Sundays unless you pay money for extra roses. So it's ultimately a way to monetize the app for Hinge. But what's wild to me and makes me feel so bad is I haven't looked into this in a while because I haven't really been on my Hinge. But when I get roses from people that I'm not going to respond to. Because it's you wasted your rose on me. You only got one.
God.
And I'm not interested. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, I think you should be flattered and be like, wow, I'm getting roses. Meanwhile, I'm over here roseless. So now that I know, all I want is a rose.
You're going to get a rose.
Okay, well, let me read this to you, what this Please. One says, and let me know if you think this is a good match for me.
Okay.
The prompt is my simple pleasures. Homemade lemon bars with a side of foul-mouthed political commentary.
Okay, kind of fun, kind of cute. Yeah. Kind of fun, kind of cute.
You think foul-mouthed political commentary is fun?
I'm just like, it sounds like the person.
I'm still confused about what this is. Did you write that or did someone else write that?
No, Bill wrote that.
It's a tab. Okay. It's a tab on the profile, and then it has like standouts, as Jenny said. And then there's like different answers that are like prompts. And then I guess I have the option to send a rose to someone based off this algorithm that thinks that I'm going to like these standouts.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And this person, it sounds like to me, they like Twitter. Isn't that Twitter is just found with commentary. That's Twitter.
And homemade lemon
see,
butter.
I need you up in my app because then you would just be like, LOL, I love Twitter too. Or maybe I can steal that and I can just be like, haha.
Now you can Twitter say that, too. Haha, I also love Twitter.
Okay, great.
But if you think he's cute though, because you look at the profile, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess so.
Okay.
You don't look at pictures? Don't.
No, I do. Sorry. I thought you meant about this person in particular. I was like, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Nah, okay. Then maybe not.
Imagine. I actually don't look at the photos. Like, lock them out. Like,
okay, leave.
I actually, when I was thinking about like dating apps and stuff, I was like, wouldn't it be fun though if it was just like, if there was a dating app that was just like verbal prompts and then that way you got to know someone. But then I was like,
isn't that catfishing?
Like
that is catfishing.
Okay, so guys, I'm really into catfishing. So if anyone out there wants to pretend to be someone else and message me online, I'm gonna really respond to it.
Oh my god.
Okay, I go ahead.
No, just it's like that's like letter writing. That would be like 18th century, 1800s type flirting, dating. If it was an app that was just written prompts. Right? Or that's like match.com.
I don't know, but I feel like I'm so a judgmental person, which I feel like, I mean, we all are. And like, I don't like that about myself is that like, I know that like, if I met someone in public and they were smart and funny, no matter what they looked like, I would find them attractive. Mm-hmm. And being on an app, it just makes me feel so superficial because someone can be like 1 inch shorter than me. And I'm like, I don't know. when I'm sure in reality, like there's someone 8 inches shorter than me who is like really funny and nice. Like I'm sure I could get along with.
Absolutely. I'm not going to say it's the story of your life. What happened to you?
I want to think that I can be that kind of person. I don't know. I'm in a new place. You know, I'm like beauty fades. Like it's about what they bring
right
to the
personality
table as a person
and the banter and the chemistry. It's just so hard.
I know
on a dating app to get banter or chemistry, you just don't know.
I know. And the bad thing is someone's going to bring this interview up and they're going to be like, wow, Nathan really thought he was really, you know, at peace with anyone. And then his husband is like a 6'5", like Nordic god. And like I really don't care what people look like, but
And then you marry Thor and we're like,
yeah,
oh.
And then I marry Thor. You're like, mm-hmm. Oh. That way. Another one of these prompts has for my simple pleasures, they put sweaty WOD in all caps. What does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe. What does that mean?
Okay. It says sweaty.
I go back to Google. WOD.
Sweaty WOD. Dinner parties, the farmer's market, a new book, and or morning run around Prospect Park. Sweaty WOD.
What is a WOD? A workout of the day.
Ew.
Oh, I hate them. You can't take them.
I hate that so much. The fact that you have an acronym for that. No.
Just put like workout. Why workout of the day?
Because they want to let you know that they're doing it daily. Hello.
Or maybe that's a way to find other people who know that acronym so that you only are matched with people who understand that.
But then you're going to be, it's like gym booze. It's like those couples scare me. The ones who are like, we're at the gym together.
Oh my God. That's like every third gay couple though.
Okay. I'm scared. I'm nervous.
Homophobic, Chenny.
Yeah. That was a homophobic comment.
Oh my God. This is going to be the episode of the podcast that can't be me. This is going to be the one.
So you hate gay couples, Chenny.
No, I love gay couples.
I hate gay couples. I agree. Okay. I hate that vibe.
We can all stand behind you, Jenny.
Hating gay couples. No, I'm obsessed with gay couples. I don't like perfectly fit straight couples who work out together. Mm-hmm. Freaks me the fuck out.
I agree.
Isn't Across that scary? The
board. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's so scary where it's like they both have their weights at the same time. And like she could bench press her. Ew.
Oh no.
I don't want to see that.
Okay. Here's the thing though. I am friends with a guy who is a Barry's instructor, and he is like super fit, and his boyfriend is super fit, and they're so goddamn nice. And I just want, I want to hate them because it's like, ugh, you know, on principle, but they're lovely people. They're lovely people. They just like working out.
That's so cute. Okay.
They look past everything.
That's really sweet. I'll like them. I will like them.
Okay, good. I'll introduce you. Like
Jenny making an exception for gay couples everywhere.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to dox you. Sorry.
Don't let me get canceled on this podcast episode, please.
No, it's okay.
It's not worth it.
You're uncancelable.
Okay. Don't try to jinx me.
No, I'm not the guest to be on a canceled episode, I promise. I'm very like, I'm here for everyone.
I know you are. I just don't get that vibe from you.
From me?
I don't get the vibe that you would be canceled.
Oh no, but you wouldn't either. No, we're good. We're good.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, perfect. Yeah, yeah. But you can't date this WOD person. They're done. You have to X them.
Okay, he won't get my rose. Maybe I will give my rose to one of these people. Okay.
Okay, like, I'd love that. Let's do it.
Okay. The final one is just a boring prompt. It's like, let's debate this topic, facing towards or away from the water in the shower. And I'm like, what a boring thing to put on your profile.
Really boring. Why can't you just do both? Yeah. Why can't you switch?
But what I don't understand is like, in a profile, like that is the most tantalizing thing about you that you're wanting to share with someone. I don't know.
And what are you supposed to respond? Just like,
do you have an answer?
Me? I mean, like I face the shower, but like what a boring thing. Like, I don't think I could ever reach out to someone and be like, LOL, I face the shower. How's your week going? That's so stupid.
It doesn't really reveal much at all about the person.
No.
No, that's not a personality. But showering is good. I'm happy they're clean.
Oh yeah, same.
You need to
You're right. I'm so judgmental. I need to focus on that. They're a clean person. Like, thank God you shower.
Ultimately, I feel like that they're trying to like create this like dichotomy between facing the shower head or not facing the shower head when you really should be facing both, because you do need to clean both sides of yourself.
You do.
At the end of the day. So making someone choose is like literally saying that you're only clean on one side.
Oh my God, it's a subliminal like top or bottom question.
Is it?
No.
But what if? Okay. Is there any more on this profile than his shower habits or no?
Oh my God. So no. I mean, I didn't even want to click into it. I can click on another one though.
Yes, please.
Let's see. Do we want... Okay, here's another thing that I don't like. I don't like when people brag about like how many countries they've been to. I'm basically just came on here just to talk about things I don't like in people's profiles.
We'll allow it. That's something that we love to do.
Okay. Well, this homeboy is like, this year I really want to travel to at least 3 countries. I haven't been to, because I've been to over 20. And like, I'm like, okay. That's great.
Okay. He would get more out of it by just saying someplace that he loved traveling.
Yeah.
You know, just being like, oh, I had an amazing trip to Berlin or wherever he went. I don't know.
I agree. Okay, wait, I actually like this guy because he has, and you'll like this too, Jenny. The award that I should be nominated for, Guinness World Record for most seasons of Survivor watched during quarantine.
Ah, okay. I love him. I would date him.
22.
22. That's really good. That's
a good amount of seasons to watch.
That is a good amount of seasons. He has good taste because that show is incredible.
Mm-hmm. I also had a quarantine Survivor deep dive.
You did?
As well. I did. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I mean, I'm obsessed, but I did it so out of order because I watched Heroes versus Villains first.
That's a good
I watched like them when I was younger or whatever. I don't remember any of it. I watched Heroes vs. Villains, and then I made this stupid mistake of watching Winners at War after that.
Oh my God, you ruined everything for yourself.
I ruined every single season and skipped 20 seasons. And then I was like, oh my God, I need to go back and understand these people's stories. But it wasn't bad. I went back and like watched all of their seasons, and it honestly wasn't bad. But
okay,
Mm-hmm.
You're okay with spoilers then? Because you fully
I am. I am okay with
you spoiled.
Yeah, but I like to watch the drama. And to be honest, I think people are going to cancel me, actually, if I'm speaking of canceled. I skip through every physical challenge.
Really? You don't watch it?
That's my least favorite part. Yeah, I just want to know who won and then get to like the drama and backstabbing.
Oh my God. But you don't like to know when like Jeff is yelling at them because they're being dumb and they don't know how to do the puzzle?
No, I watch the puzzles, the physical challenges.
Okay, so you just skip when they're doing anything. Except you're like, they're swimming. I don't want to see this.
They're swimming. They're carrying something. I don't care. They're doing a puzzle. I care. They're eating something weird. I care. They're doing a Survivor auction. I care.
Well, of course, we care so much about that, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah. Andrew, that we're really going into Survivor right now.
It's okay. I you know, I felt the same way. I watched Cheaper by the Dozen 2 last night, and I fast-forwarded through the montage of, like, the two families fighting. So I totally understand. Oh my God.
But yeah. Cheaper by the Dozen 2 is so good because that's the one where they're at the lake houses.
And they're at the lake house and there's one really good lake house and one not so great. But at the end of the film, they're both friends. So
that's great.
We love that.
Thank you.
Yeah. We do love that.
Is Ashton Kutcher in the sequel?
Ashton Kutcher is not, but Jonathan Bennett, who's been in the news recently, is the new boyfriend.
What happened to Jonathan Bennett?
Jonathan Bennett posted, Nathan Bennett, you want to reveal the new news?
I feel like I can't take the thunder away from you. Maybe we say it at the same time.
Okay.
Let's say it on three, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3.
Reflection of his dick.
Oh, I was going to do the entire thing.
Okay. You do it then.
1, 2, 3.
Jonathan Bennett.
Posted
a picture of his to Instagram
to his Instagram story
of
a
him by the pool naked
of a glass and
we saw the reflection of his dick
and we saw the
in the glass.
Wow. Okay. What did the internet think? Good or bad?
The internet, my favorite meme that I saw was, it's a picture of Lindsay Lohan being, or just, you know, being like, hey, what day is it? And then the response is 8 inches.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Love that. I love when we get a secret dick pic, celebrity picture on accident. Like Orlando Bloom in the boat, naked. I love that.
I don't know if it was fully on accident. Like, I don't know if it was on accident. Do you have a theory, Nathan?
Which one? Jonathan Bennett?
Yeah. Do you think it was a mistake?
I feel like that has to be a mistake. That has to be. But I mean, he has nothing to be upset about or shy about. But right. I would say that, yeah, I feel like that's, I don't know. Well, honestly, I don't mean to go in on him, but his engagement that was like sponsored by K Jewelers just like really was like such an eye roll. And so maybe he needed to redeem himself with this dick pic.
He's a commercial king. He loves being in ads.
Jenny, did you see that?
I didn't, but I'm going to look it up immediately. Did it ruin K Jewelers for you?
K Jewelers, yes, that's
really
yes,
K Jewelers down.
That was the problem. No, the opposite. I was like, for him to like post his engagement photo on Instagram and for it to be SponCon, like brought to you by K, like, and like tagging K and like the branded tool, and like, and then posting this long video, like being like, oh my God, my engagement brought to you by K. I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's a yikes. It doesn't feel very romantic. But maybe it's paying for the wedding, so.
Oh, 100%. And so I respect the hustle, but like to be gay and to want a ring from Kay is so sad.
No, I think that Kevin Jonas's first child was sponsored by Pampers, I believe.
The whole child, the childhood of the child was sponsored by Pampers.
And there are like some other celebrities that, I get it, like get your money, whatever. But like when they announce that they're pregnant, it's sponsored by the pregnancy test company. Like, wow, you really want to cash in on this moment. Yes.
Ugh. Wow. That's
wild.
Wow, wild. Can you imagine being that baby and being like, my whole life is sponsored by Pampers?
Wow.
Who am I?
You have Pampers for life.
Pampers for life. I know. Yeah, I hope if I'm posting my engagement photo on the internet, I'm just hopeful that it's like, I don't want K, but it's like, what if it's like Tiffany or Harry Windsor, SponCon?
I feel like that would be a lot better. I think that'd be better. Yeah, I think so.
I don't know, like celebrity red carpet outfits are SponCon in a way.
True.
Because they're sponsored by the couture house that dressed them.
Yeah, but it's less like in your face, I feel. Mm. I don't know. I say all this and I drag them. Catch me in 10 years. My engagement photos with Thor, and it says, you know, paid partnership with Cartier.
Yeah. Oh my God. Cartier, that would be nice.
I know. I said that.
That would be nice.
It's going to be Zales, but God bless. Oh,
you're marrying Thor.
Oh my God. Okay. But are you going to like this guy? Are you giving him your rose? What's up?
Yeah. Yeah. Let me give this fella my rose.
Okay. Sure, and then you have to tell us if he responds to you.
Yeah. I don't know about that. We'll see. Okay. I'll let you know. Okay. His name's Ben. I can say that.
Yeah, that's fine. There's so many Bens. There are millions of freaking Bens. Okay. All of whom have a crush on you. So
I'm going to write, congrats. What I've been doing is like when people have like pictures like at a marathon or whatever, I write like in all caps, oh my God, congrats. I was rooting for you. I feel like I that's my sense of humor. And so I'm like, I'm not the type of person to just be like, LOL, hey. I'm like everything. Wait. Maybe that's why I don't get a lot of replies, but I've been doing that a lot.
I love that. And that's really funny. Andrew.
Wait, do you
what were you gonna say?
Do you think that translates? I'm just like thinking about
Andrew's like, Nathan, that is why you're so sad and alone.
Because you're like this this stranger is getting so wildly like excited about you doing this.
I don't know, but like sometimes someone will be like, LOL, like thank you so much, like heading to the Olympics. You know what I mean? And when that person replies back and says that, like that one person amid the 50 that I apply to, I know that like that's the person that I'm gonna get along with. Because for me, it's like you both know this, like being like in and around comedy, like you're such a vulnerable person and you're doing such stupid stuff all the time. Like if someone's not down for my stupidity, then like you're not going to be down for me at, you know, any other way.
No, it makes a lot of sense. Cause yeah, maybe there are a bunch of people who are like, what? Like, calm down. I just ran like a half marathon, whatever. who cares? Well, you're like, okay, obsessed with this. the one person who gets it and is like, oh, that's funny, that could be your person.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah.
We'll see. Okay. Great. You'll get another rose Sunday and can buy more anytime.
Hinge. Come on. I hate the buy more thing. I think people like Tinder Premium. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's worthwhile as an expense, people say. But I think these Hinge roses are not worth it.
What does Tinder Premium give you?
I think it shows you who's already matched with you. So you don't have to deal with all the swiping. You just see people who already are interested in you.
Okay. Oh.
Saves time.
That's great.
And for how much, Jenny?
Huh? For how much? I don't know. I'm not in it, but I'll look it up. I've been goofing up a storm today.
Is this episode brought to you by Tinder? And I didn't
it's brought
know.
To you by Tinder Plus, Tinder Gold. Tinder Plus, unlimited likes, rewind, 5 super likes a day, 1 boost a month, passport. You can be anywhere you want to be, looking to be sluchy. We love Tinder Gold, all the same things, but also you see who likes you and your top picks features. And then Tinder Platinum, there's 3 tiers.
It's a lot to wrap your head around.
Message for matching. Have your like prioritized over others. So your like comes first, that other person.
Wait, has Tinder come back? Is it like good? Because I remember it was good in college. And like now, is it good now again? Are people back on Tinder?
I think some people like it, but I think all of the apps are better now than they were because of the pandemic. I think all the apps right now are better now because of the pandemic. Interesting. Because I think people who legitimately are looking for something serious are all brought to the app. Everyone's on the app now.
You have to be.
You have to.
Yeah, I remember being on Tinder in college and it just being so like bare bones and not good.
No, I never liked Tinder. It was never for me. I've always been more of a Hinge person, to be honest. Yeah.
I feel like the Hinge interface is really cool because like, the whole Bumble thing, I remember downloading in college and I hated it so much because it was like, girls get to message the guy first. And then for like same-sex partners, just do whatever. Like, you can't like, yeah, I was like, okay, well, that's fine. Obviously we weren't thought about when the design was happening.
Mm-hmm. They were really thinking about the girls who like the boys, I think, for Bumble is the whole
you know what, and that's okay. You guys can have that. You can have
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but I kind of hate it because it's so photo focused. Like, I hate that. I hate the vertical photo. It's too much of someone's face. I don't like that. And also, I don't like having to do all the work of the first message all the time. I just want to be messaged first and then be like, oh, I'll respond to this or I won't. You know? But I'm a diva in that way.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Diva on the apps.
Diva on the apps. For sure.
Diva. Okay. App diva. That's a good pilot.
We'll write it. Yeah, a diva reviews every single app in the app store.
She's the app diva. Yeah. Goes on every date that she can, but can't find love. she's this V Emily in Paris. It's like she's fresh out of college and a director of marketing.
Oh my god! Yeah, Emily in Paris is 22. I forgot that about her.
Oh my god! That about her.
You forget that about, Dave Mazzoni told me on Clubhouse, which I don't know what we think, but he told me that I needed to go murder Lily Collins because she took my part.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah. I totally agree with that sentiment.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess maybe another reason to cancel me. I'm going to commit murder of America's sweetheart.
You fell right into that one. You were like, someone says I should murder them. So I guess I will.
No, I would never. I would never touch a hair on Lily, a perfect hair on Lily Collins' head. Her hair is really pretty. I'm allowed to say that.
This is your redemption.
Oh, yeah. I just don't feel anything about her. Like zero. Feel nothing.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that's good. You can feel empty. That's okay. You can feel numb inside when it comes to Lily Collins. That's okay.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool. So far on the apps, have you been finding it any success? Or is it mostly just seeing what's out there?
Just seeing what's out there, like having like casual conversations. Mm-hmm. I feel like when I was like on the apps in college and stuff, I'm a person who likes to get in front of your face. I feel like maybe this is like a personal thing, but I feel like I look better in person. I'm more charismatic in person. And so I'm kind of like, oh, like we exchanged like four things. Cool. Like let's meet up. Like, let's just do it. Mm-hmm. And so anyone who is like trepidatious or like pause, I'm kind of like, I don't like want to like keep talking. Like I just like, you know, I want to like meet. But yeah.
Even during a panini?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like during a panini, I haven't. So yeah. I've just kind of just been like, ugh, it's like a moot point. So I haven't really been.
An outdoor date?
Oh yeah. I think I would now. And I think like being home with my family was such a deterrent for like any of that kind of stuff too. But like, you know, I think I'm ready, you know, I'm ready to give it a go.
Yeah. I mean, it's very cold right now, but outdoor dating has been fun sometimes. Not currently, not in the snow, but aside from the snow, it's been fun. And do you ever do Zoom or FaceTime dates?
Like video I've call? Never done one of those before. Okay. Are people like actually doing that? Like
People are actually doing that.
That's so weird to me. Like, I feel like I don't translate well over like the virtual medium. You so I'm just like.
Charming me right now.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
We're on a date, so.
True. This is a three-way date.
Pretty much a three-way date. So, but yeah, I think as long as it's not long, if you keep it tight, then you get an idea of
how do you keep it tight?
You're just like, oh, I have like 30 minutes for a FaceTime or an hour for a FaceTime maximum. But like,
I don't know.
An hour with a stranger.
If you like them, you might want to keep talking. But like 30 minutes. I have 30 minutes. I have somewhere to be after. But do you want to just like FaceTime?
Do you think that letting someone know like that you have like this like tight time frame, it's like that's almost like a deterrent then? Because then it's like, oh, they're too busy. They're really, I don't know.
No, I think you're saying like, hey, I'd love to like, would you want to just like have like FaceTime? Like maybe have a drink, like have a glass of wine over FaceTime before we decide if we're gonna I'm more comfortable with FaceTime dates first. You can say I'm more comfortable with this right now because of the pandemic. Would you want to just like do a call and then we can,
Okay.
Talk? I've been doing that honestly.
Okay.
Even before Isaac, who came onto this podcast.
That's great. Okay. I was going to ask his name, but I wasn't sure if I was allowed to.
He's been mentioned, so.
Okay, great. I think it's okay. Isaac. Hey, Isaac, it's Nathan. If you have any gay friends who are fun, let me know.
I'll let you know. I'm just starting to meet the friends, which I'm obsessed okay. love, so.
That's good. Yeah. I know. I love to, that's, I think that's, that would, that's like most ideal for me. I'm very much like a, oh, like, do you have gay friends? Cool. Are they into me? Cool. Mm-hmm.
They have a crush on me? Are they cool?
They have a crush on me? Are they cool? Do they have a crush on me? Same thing.
Yeah. It is absolutely the same thing. They're not cool. Yeah. If they don't have a crush on you.
You actually made me think of something. I was once in a focus group for a dating app that was a blind dating app. I have no idea what it was called or have any recollection besides what the premise of it was. And basically it was like you signed up for this app and you were within like a certain parameter and you would log on and it would be like other people who are logged on who were like down to meet for coffee right then, but you was okay. blind. And so you didn't know what they look like. So you would just like click a dot and be like, hey, down to meet at this Starbucks in 5 minutes. And then you would like say what you're wearing and you'd show up. And then you just, that's when you would meet the person.
That is
and
so then, intense.
But the dates would be limited to like 5 minutes tops. Okay. So it was truly just a way to like quickly meet people blind, like who are like close to you.
Okay.
And I was like, that sounds really cool. But when you think about it, it's really bad.
Yeah. When you think about it, you might get murdered that way. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh. They know exactly where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're wearing.
I mean.
And you know nothing about them.
So does yeah. not ever take off?
No, never took off. Never took off. Aptiva, I know. Aptiva, get on it.
Only Aptiva were there to save it. I just think that's the murder app, though. That's ultimately the like, let me get serial killed.
Okay, but that's Grindr. Grindr is the murder app.
Wait, so okay. Why, also, okay, has location services. That's true.
On Grindr, Nathan, which I think is interesting. So
no, like I have nothing against it. I have been on it in the past. I think it's like a beautiful app for meeting people, especially when you're in an area where there aren't queer people and you need to find a way to connect with queer people. Like I think it's like great. Yeah, but for like me and for what I want at this point in my life, like I'm not looking for hookups right now. Yeah. I mean that was part of my past and I loved and cherished those times being a little slut, but now I'm like, I'm not like interested. And I truly, no matter what anyone says, that is not the place you go to look for a relish.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like I know maybe one or two people that have met a boyfriend on Grindr.
Mm-hmm. I have, but I mean like, it was like also simultaneous. You know how like you have these people that like you're talking to on a number of apps?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was like that. It was Grindr and Tinder.
Okay.
And then we dated for 4 years.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I take it back. But and I guess I take it back because like the queer order of events is very different than like the heterosexual linear of like going on a date, going on another date, like have sex. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like in my like first relationship, it was like have sex. And then now you're dating for like years. You know what I mean? Like it was, yeah. It's very like that. So I guess it can work out, but I don't know. Maybe it's just my experience. It just hasn't.
Yeah, that's fair. Also, I mean, it's hard to do that order of events right now in a pandemic.
Exactly. Being gay is so hard in a pandemic, especially because you can't fuck first.
Oh my god,
but first ask questions later. Yeah,
that's App Diva's best friend.
We're literally writing the pilot right now.
I love it. Mm-hmm.
I know you brought an older receipt that you wanted to talk
I
about.
Did yeah, let me talk about this.
Yeah, let's
I that. years ago I went on a beautiful date. I'm just kidding. With this really nice boy. He was like so nice, but like so lame. And we walked by a bodega in like Greenpoint, and there were like giant avocados there, and we were laughing because it was like, oh my god, like this avocado is huge. Like the not like the Haas avocados, but like the I don't know what they're called. You know, like the giant ones that like
yeah.
Okay, so this sounds yeah. so stupid telling
that's
it back.
So pure. No, I love
it. It was
that.
Very pure. And so I was like, LOL, like, I'm gonna buy one. I sound so stupid. I was like, I'm gonna buy one. And he was like, oh my God, that's so funny. So I bought one. And then I like sent him this picture later after it was ripe. And I was like, oh my God, I cut the, and like, that's my hand compared to the avocado. Like it's huge. And he was like, oh my God, it looks beautiful. Blah, blah, blah. So this was like this cutie thing that we were talking about, like avocados about. And then we were, he was like weird. And even though people are weird and like whatever, I still like to give them a second chance. Cause I'm like, oh, it's a first date. Like you just like never know. So I went on a second date with him and, we sit down at the table, we order, and he's like, he turns white and he's like, I need to go to the bathroom. And I was like, okay. He goes to the bathroom. He's there for like 25 minutes. Like our food comes. I just like, I was so hungry. The stakes were so low. So I was like, I'm going to eat.
Yeah,
so I just start eating, whatever. And then like, yeah, like 25 minutes later, he comes back and he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't know what happened. And I was like, babe, I know what happened. You just shat your brains out. And then he was like, he tried to play it off. And then like, he was like, I'm not hungry. And so I was just like staring at him for a long time. Actually, the story's gonna make me sound like an asshole. And then he was then like, oh, so like, do you want to like hang out tonight? And I was like, babe, under what circumstance am I touching you in any way with your shitty drawers? And so I was like, no, like I need to like wake up early. Bye. And then the whole thing was like, he was going to like Morocco that like next week. So that's why he wanted to like hang out and I guess like have sex or whatever. And I was like, I'm really not feeling it. And he was so sweet. He was like, so then after the date, he was like, I made it home. Like, thank you for being so patient while I was dealing with whatever that was. And I was like, glad you're home, period. It's like, oh, of course, like, I was like, of course, feel better. Like, have a great trip. And then he sent me like emojis, like that look like Morocco. And then a couple of days later, he sends me this pic of a bunch of avocados.
Yes. Oh my God.
And I ghost him.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Wow. And he just tried to connect with you, sending you all these avocados.
I realized telling that story now, it makes me seem like a shit Nazi, but it was really awkward.
The restaurant and then didn't want to tell you. That's what happened.
It was really awkward though. It was so weird.
I don't know how you recover from that too. Cause it's like what, a second date?
It was like brand new second date.
I thought you were going to say like, he turned white. I thought he was like going to go to the bathroom and like pass out or something. I thought that that's what happened.
I don't know if he passed out in the bathroom for 25 minutes and then woke up. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I would be so horrified if I were him, if that happened to me on a date. I don't know.
Same thing. If that happened to me, I'd be like, I'm leaving. Like, I'm so sorry. Please never contact me again. Like, just don't. Like, please forget about this.
Forget I ever existed. Forget me. Forget me. Mm-hmm, I don't exist. Mm-hmm. I'm done, actually. I've ceased to exist today.
It was just too much. It was too much.
Yeah, that's a lot. I don't know how you go back and sit at the table.
Yeah.
Are you sure that he shit himself? I'm really not. Like, he might have thrown up. I don't know.
Is it better if he vomited and came back?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Why?
But then I would have been like, oh my God, like I would like be radically vulnerable and be like, that came out of nowhere. I just like threw up all over the bathroom. I'm so sorry. I need to like go home and end this date. Like, let's talk another time. Like, that's how I would handle the situation. I'd be like, I am so sick right now. This was unexpected. Like, I'm really embarrassed, but like, can we like connect another time? And then I'd be like, oh my God, I understand. But he was like acting like it like didn't happen. Was just like, I'm not going to eat. And I was like, okay. It was just very weird.
That does feel really uncomfortable. That feels so uncomfortable for everyone. Everyone felt uncomfortable, I'm sure. Mm-hmm, your waiter was probably also like, where the fuck?
Well, she was my friend by that point. Cause I was like, she was like, oh, like, did he leave? And I was like, no, he's in your room over there.
Oh my God. I'm cringing for this whole experience. Dating is so hard. And then someone shits their pants on a date.
Dating is hard. And then someone shits their pants. Yeah.
Would you ever flirt with avocados again? Or is that done for you?
Me? Oh no. I live for avocados. I love avocados.
Okay.
every day. No, I don't. Avocados do not even associate with him. They're mine again. I've reclaimed them.
Okay, good. That's really important. That's really, really important. I just want to say I wish him love, and
I wish him nothing but the best. Like if I could write him a letter and I could send it to him, I would.
But you can.
No, I have no idea where he lives. No idea his address.
You can send him a text.
I would never do that. Andrew, that's crazy. That's crazy for you to suggest.
Okay. All right.
I hope he's found someone. I really do.
Me too.
How do you feel about playing a quick little game?
I love games.
Oh, you love it? Okay. I love games too, except when people are playing games with me, then I hate it. Don't play games with heart, boys. Okay. I'm just trying to find my tab. Where did she go? Wow. I have so many tabs open right now. It's insane.
Okay, that is app diva behavior. She's so busy.
We have so many apps, and I just cannot keep track of all of them.
Tabs on these apps.
There's so many tabs.
So many tabs. Okay, this game is called Quick and Dirty. I'm going to ask you four quick questions. They're not dirty. They're just quick. Are you ready, Nathan?
I'm so ready.
Okay, favorite flirty emoji.
Oh, I love, oh God, what do I love? I use that, like the red face that's like hot. That's like with like the drop a lot. I use that one a lot. I think that's like flirty.
Fun. That is flirty. That's new. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fun, flirty, and new. Okay. Split the check on a first date.
Yes. I love to split the check on the first date. The next date, we can play battle for it or whatever. Like, I'll fight for it, but make you pay for it. But yes, split on the first date.
Okay. Double texting, yes or no?
Oh, yes. I'm someone who's, I don't do paragraphs. I do like 50 texts in a row. Hey, what's up? How are you going? What's going on? Is split on for tonight? Yes. Mm-hmm. I love to double text.
Okay. Getting back with an ex, yes or no?
Yeah. If it goes down, yes. If it happens, it happens. And I think that's fine. You evolve. I don't think your relationship would be the same. I think it'd be entirely different. And so it's like dating a new person because with history, I don't know. I'm making shit up, but I think it's fine.
Okay. I love. Absolute. Everyone text your exes. Nathan said you can.
Text your exes.
I have a question in response to one of your answers.
Sure.
Okay. So how did the payment go down? On that fateful date.
It was split. For sure split. But now that I'm thinking about it, if I was in his shoes, I would have been like, I'm so sorry. Let me pay for this.
Experience. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And maybe if he'd have done that, I would have asked for his address and he would have gotten a handwritten note.
If only.
That's all you're doing with the address. Yeah.
Freaking only. Nathan, this has been such a delight.
Oh my God, stop. I'm so honored. I'm so happy I got to see you. It's been a long time. And I'm happy I got to talk to Andrew. And
so much fun.
Yeah, become friends with Andrew.
Everyone absolutely needs to follow you. How and where do they do that?
Yes, follow me at Nathan K. Pearson for dumb videos of me in my kitchen. And you can also listen to my podcast, Secure the Gag, that comes out every Monday. I interview queer comedians about their infamous comedy bits and shorts. And when does this come out?
It's on Thursdays and it's going to be
next Thursday. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, I have a very special guest next week that I won't reveal, but I'm really excited about it.
Oh my God, everyone, you have to go look at Secure the Gag on Spotify literally right now to see who that special guest is.
This has been Receipts, a dating podcast with evidence, hosted by Jenny Gorlick
and produced by Andrew McGuire.
Make sure to follow us on social media. I'm at Jenny Sequoia, JennyCestQuoi on Instagram and at Jenny Gorlick on Twitter.
And you can follow me on Instagram at McGuiguy at MCGUI_GUI.
The cover art is by Megan Patzel. The theme song is written by Dylan Adler, sung by Cheno Pinter, and produced by Douglas Wittig. Check out full videos on YouTube and rate us on Apple Podcasts. And make sure you subscribe. If you need dating advice, we'd love to help you out. Send us a DM to @receiptspod.